The Tigers going for their third straight win, taking on the Indians, and Miguel Cabrera coming off the DL in the lineup for this one. Justin Verlander on the hill for Detroit, going up against Corey Kluber. We pick up the action in the second, game tied at one, a runner in scoring position and two outs for Andrew Romine.
Swung on, line shot, base hit up the alley in left center. Brantley over to cut it off and does. He'll throw to second. And in standing with an RBI double is Romine. He's done it again. The 2-2. Swung on, hammered to deep left. It's got a chance. Brantley at the wall, watches it sail out of here. Well, he tried to come in on Cabrera, and Cabrera was ready. A two-run homer to left for Miguel Cabrera, his sixth home run lifetime against Kluber. And the Tigers are beating up the Indians again tonight. Here's the 0-2 to Lindor. Swung on, a lazy fly to shallow center. Collins is coming in, and that'll do it. The Indians go in order, and Verlander has given the Tigers seven innings, making 118 pitches. That'll end his night. 2-2 the count, two out, two on. Detroit leads by three. Lindor digs in. Rodriguez sets. Here it comes. Swing and a pop-up. This'll do it. Near the pitcher's mound, third baseman Nick Castellanos will make the catch, and that's your ballgame.
The Indians come up short against the Tigers. Manager Terry Francona spoke about the loss and Corey Kluber's early departure.
You know, his lower back's been, he'd been, you know, fighting it for a little while. Just thought, you know, with probably the weather didn't help much. He was really tight. I just thought it made sense to take him out, and then we can wait tomorrow, see how he shows up. You know, hopefully he shows up, because he's been working hard at kind of some maintenance and things like that. I thought it was unfair to leave him in. You know, you worry that he's going to hurt his arm or something, but so we'll go from there. We'll know more tomorrow.
Did you notice well in the last inning, is it velocity come down at all? Are you looking at that stuff in that type of situation?
I probably do see it. I don't know if I was just fixated on it. It just looked to me like it was, you know, I mean, it was, he, you know, his back was tight. That's kind of the best way, you know, it wasn't free and easy. And you just don't want somebody to hurt a shoulder and elbow. Or it's not fair to him.
Do they confirm my hurt?
Well, the one thing, I mean, he always competes. You see that. Thought he had a real good cutter that got us off some other pitches. You know, he navigates his way through a lineup pretty good. He kind of knows, pitched around Hosey the one time, you could tell. He knows what he's doing. No, he was good. He was real good.
You know, you guys had a shot tonight, personally, just because of the job that Armstrong and Goody and Logan did.
They did. You know, they did a great job. I mean, on a night where, you know, not much, you know, pretty quiet night, if somebody hits a hang-em pitch out of the ballpark, we're still playing. More often than not, our guys usually do that. So again, they're hard games to win, but we've won a few and we'll probably win a few more.
What do you think of the job of hitting Miggy did on that pitch at Kluber? Because that was insane.
Yeah, he's probably one. I mean, you know, they showed the replay. He brings his hands in. He's just a special hitter. That's a pretty good piece of hitting.
He's been
already looked at back a little while ago. We had that done a long time ago.
He pitched through some of that in Arizona. Has this come up in other outings and just not pitched?
Oh, I think it's been with him for a while. Guys have stuff all the time, but I think tonight it was noticeably, he was probably more uncomfortable, and a lot of it could just be the weather.
Does that kind of shift the way the conversation can kind of be with things like this?
Well, I mean, it's a factor. I mean, it can be a factor. I don't think we want to rush to, I don't think that, you know, we'll just talk to him tomorrow. I think the best thing to do is wait and see how he shows up. We want to be fair to him and make good decisions. It's hard to do tonight when a guy just pitched and, you know, he's still hot, and, you know, we'll wait.
Corey Kluber had to exit the game after three innings with lower back discomfort. He spoke to the media after the game.
It's been a few starts now, kind of on and off to different degrees, but, you know, tonight, for whatever reason, just, you know, wasn't allowing me to go out there and pitch very well.
Do you think the weather and the cold played into that at all? Or?
It's hard to say. I mean, maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Sort of maintenance have you been having to do just to get yourself through the back issue?
Just different types of treatment they've been doing to, you know, make it manageable and try to, you know, get in a position to go out there and help the team win. Obviously tonight we didn't accomplish that, so we'll move on.
When you have a situation like this, is the biggest thing to avoid having this lead to something else, like overcompensating or having something else pop up?
I think that's obviously, you know, anytime that you have something pop up, you know, there's a balancing act between trying to, you know, work through and, like you said, at the same time not have it lead to, you know, something that ends up being more severe, I guess.
The pitch to Miggy, I mean, is that where you wanted it? Because it looked like a good pitch. You kind of pulled
it. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's, you know, probably the best hitter of our generation. Like I said, it was a good pitch. If I, in a perfect world, I probably would have rather thrown that one for the one he fouled off and the one he fouled off, you know, coming back in there again. But, you know, like you said, it's what I was trying to do there. You just got to tip your hat to him. He's a good hitter for a reason.
What do you think of the job Sean and Nick and Boone did behind you to keep the game right there?
Yeah, I mean, they kept the game right there. You know, we had a chance in the ninth. You know, obviously you don't ever want to leave the bullpen, hang them out to dry to cover six innings. But, you know, I think that Sean especially, you know, getting it to a point, and then Goody, you know, a couple innings as well, I think that does a good job of not, you know, wearing out other guys when your starter's not able to give you what you like out of him.
Was this the most problem the back has given you in this start?
Yeah.
Up next, the Indians continue their series against the Tigers. Carlos Carrasco on the hill Wednesday facing Matt Boyd.